let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program. Of course, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Poetica Erotica is a series of poems written by Tim Cross. The poem's inspired by women he's been in contact with on internet dating sites. Tim Cross, author of Poetica Erotica, our guest on This Week in America. Tim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick, and it's great to be with you. And I hope, the sun is shining with you. It's getting dark over here in England now.
Yeah, right now, and Tim is in England. We are here in the U.S., and we've got some sunshine. You've got summer as well, the end of summer there, and getting some darkness now. But the sun is out for us, and I'm really been looking forward to having a chance to talk to you about this book. And I mentioned a little bit on the background. Talk about how this whole thing developed and how you decided these are really interesting stories. The people I'm talking to are bringing up interesting questions. I would like to write a book out of this. What's the background? How did the book come about?
Well, it's an interesting one, Rick, because I every year I go skiing with some old school friends. And a few years back, we were skiing together in March in Switzerland and laughing and joking as we do, reminiscing over old school days and old school times, etc. And one of my friends mentioned that some of his friends in London went on this particular site and they were, meeting ladies and having a jolly good time. And I thought, and these people were married. I thought, this is interesting. So I ended up by going on this particular site and becoming a member. Pretty expensive, I have to say. But I became a member for a month and I contacted some of these ladies. And if there was a rapport went on, I would say, would you like a story? Or would you like me to write you a poem? And generally speaking, they were pretty happy to receive something from me. And I used to send them something, and then I would ask them to respond to see if they liked that. And if they liked it, then we would progress onto probably another verse or different type of poem. So I never actually met any of these ladies. I mean, because they used pseudonyms and they didn't want to be recognized, I suppose, by their husbands. But we struck up a rapport and I had a lot of fun actually doing it, Rick.
There are around 165 poems in the book Poetica Erotica. You can find the book at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can find it at Amazon, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tim Cross, the author, is our guest on the program. You said that you were intrigued by the why they were on the website. As you mentioned, many of the women were involved in either relationships or were involed in marriage. Yeah. Did you find any answers? Did it answer any of your questions when you got a chance to talk with the women?
Well, I mean, I didn't really have a chance because you'd actually communicate by sending messages backwards and forwards. But I think I got the impression that most were on there just because they wanted of a thrill. I don't think they were necessarily wanting to meet up to have an affair with anybody. But I think some of them did because, according to my friend, that happened quite often with some of his people he knew in London. But I think they just wanted to go on there and have a thrill. They were probably at home getting a bit bored and husbands working, etc. And they just wanted to connect with maybe somebody else, a male, and get a bit of fun. I don't think they were necessarily looking to have an affair.
You mentioned in the beginning of the book the dedication to the women who enriched your life. Talk about that, what this has made, the impact this has had on you, this whole experience.
Well, it's had a very positive impact, actually, Rick, because, I was communicating with these people who I'd never met. And, they'd probably have a picture up on the website, which you could see. And I would be communicating with them and having a lot of fun. And if they got a lot of fun out of what I was writing, that actually gave me a thrill. And it gave me a lot of fun, too. And I hope that when people read my these poems, that they will get a lot of fun out of it. And I actually hope that it enriches their lives too, because it's certainly enriched mine and given me, virtually a new lease of life, I have to say, Rick.
You know, it's interesting because as you read the poems, you that spurs your mind and going in a number of different directions. So it really is well done. And we'll get back and talk about the book specifically. But where did this whole fascination, talent for poems begin? You're actually very good at this. Is this something you've done for a number of years?
This is something I haven't done, actually, Rick. It only started really when I went on this particular website. And look, I don't know where it came from. I was inspired, and I started to write these poems and different stories and things like that to these ladies and see if I could give them a thrill, because I think that's what they were looking for. And I would think about any particular lady, and I would write a poem. It wouldn't take me very long once I got going, because my mind just seemed to slip into a particular groove, and out it would come. And I put it on a piece of paper and send it to them, and ask for their reaction. And generally speaking, it was very, very good, very positive. And then I think they enjoyed reading my, well, I hope they enjoyed reading my poem.
At what point did you decide, I'm going to do a book? I'm going to put these together, and I am going to publish a book. When did that happen?
It happened a few years back, Rick, and because by this particular stage, I'd written about 185 poems, I think. And I thought, well, somebody, I was talking to somebody about it, so, well, you should put these into some sort of a book. So I investigated putting them in a book and publish it. And I didn't publish it. I was going to publish it 2 or 3 years ago, but I didn't, because I was actually running for Parliament. And as a friend of mine said, if you publish this book, I think you can kiss goodbye to your political before it's even started. So that was a reason I've only just started doing it now.
The book is called Poetica Erotica. Tim Cross is the guest, the author. You can get information at bookventure.com. Of course, Amazon, any of the usual places that you get books. Let's talk about some of the specific poems. And you've got them all titled, and they're interesting. One is Lifting the Gloom, and you talk about it's the chemistry that's essential. Talk a little bit about the motivation for that, because as I'm reading these, I can sort of sense your interpretation, at least, of the woman that you're talking to and the reason that she's online at the site.
Well, yes. I mean, as I said earlier, Rick, I mean, I think some of these ladies were bored. Maybe they were frustrated. And what I was trying to do was bring a fresh sort of insight in their lives, and maybe some of my poems enriched their relationships with their other halves. I hope it did. And it was sort of some ladies were down in the doldrums with their lives. And what I was trying to do was lift them out of that and throw a different light to them and to see if that would actually lift the gloom that they may have found themselves in. And I hope it did, because If this book really is directed at the ladies, and I hope the ladies then pick it up and read it and then instigate certain things with their other halves and say, well, actually, our sex life is getting a bit boring. Maybe you want to try something like this.
Yeah, try this poem on page 137. This may give you a little motivation, a little inspiration here. The book is Poetica Erotica by Tim Cross. One is titled Schizophrenic Playgirl. And as I'm reading that, did you find that a lot as you were dealing the complexities of the emotions, the personality of the person you're communicating with?
Well, actually, that was the pseudonym name of this particular lady, and she was quite flirty, quite flighty, quite sort of she came across as quite sort of nervous and. To me, but that was her name she had on the website, Schizophrenic Playgirl. So I wrote her a poem, and I think once she enjoyed the poem, I felt that she had underlying issues in her life, that she wasn't particularly happy with her lot. And I was trying to do really was lighten that load. We were never going to meet. She came from. I think she came from memory. She came from Manchester, so that would have been sort of 170 odd miles away from me. So there was never going to be time that we would meet. And I don't think she would have wanted to meet anyway. She was a lot younger than me, and I think she was on the site really just to sort of find out who was out there, what was going on, and to brighten her day, really.
Were there times as you're communicating where you wanted maybe to develop more than just this casual acquaintance online, someone that you might have been attracted to, whether it, in a physical way or an intellectual way, that, okay, this is someone that I think I could relate to. I would really like to develop a relationship with her.
Yes, I mean, there was always, I mean, the imagination is a wonderful thing, Rick, because yes. There's always times when, I imagine myself meeting one of these ladies and what sort of time we would have and whether we actually got on mentally. And yes, there were obviously ladies that I would like to have met. It was never really going to happen because maybe they were sort of 200 miles away or something like that. But as long as we had a rapport the way we were doing it, that actually satisfied my particular curiosity and my own sort of self-satisfaction, if you like, because if I was bringing some sort of satisfaction to their lives, that actually satisfied me.
With us on This Week in America is Tim Cross, author of the book Poetica Erotica. It's a series of poems written by Tim, poems inspired by women he had been in contact with at online dating sites. One was called Virtual Love, and that brings up all sorts of, and that's basically what you were engaged in here. And what so many people, well, let me ask you this. I'm thinking many people are engaged in that now, the virtual love. Is that necessarily true? Did you find that in the women that you contacted?
Yes, I mean, that really is, because it's what they call, it's the ultimate safe sex, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
Is the ultimate safe sex where you can allow your imagination to run. You can imagine having an affair. You can imagine being in bed with somebody, but it's never going to actually happen. But you get some sort of satisfaction out of it because you're always going to get the satisfaction. It's never going to be a failure.
One of the poems is entitled A Time of My Life. And I assume that could be yours, that could be some of the women that you were talking to. This had to be the time of your life. I'm thinking that sort of maybe sums up the experience for everyone.
Yes, it certainly summed up the experience for me, Rick. And I hope it allowed these ladies to get something from it as well. That was the aim. The aim was really to brighten the ladies' lives, to bring them some laughter, to bring them some excitement, to bring some imagination to their lives. And that really was what I was trying to do. I was allowing their imaginations to run and to enrich their lives, and hopefully maybe their relationship with their other halves, their husbands, their boyfriends was enriched too.
Let's talk about the relationships that some of these women had that they're communicating with. One of the poems is Soulmate. Is that something maybe you found missing with some of the women you connected with, the soulmate aspect of the relationship that they're in?
Well, everybody talks about I want to meet my soulmate, and that's always intrigued me. I've never quite understood what a soulmate is. Is a soulmate that somebody agrees with everything you're saying? Is a soulmate somebody who you agree with everything they're saying? I don't know, but I mean, I think that there certainly is if you get a connection in the mind, I think then you're on the way to getting your soulmate, I think, because then you're connecting the mind, so you know what the other person wants, you know what they're really thinking, and you know what turns them on. And I think the problem is that certain countries in the world are very, very good at this side of life. In England, we're not that good at this side of life, so we're a little bit sort of stiff upper lip and a bit introverted and those sort of things. What I'm trying to do is actually bring a little bit more lightheartedness to the way we live our lives and the way we make love.
The book is Poetica Erotica. Tim Cross, our guest, the author. One in the beginning of the book is Mystery Woman. Does that sort of sum up maybe the fascination that you were going through with this? There is a sort of the mind is a powerful thing, and you've got this mystery woman. Does that add an element, a positive element to this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody loves a mystery woman. That you don't know their name. You meet them at a particular event. You never exchange names. They are a mystery. They remain a mystery, and the mind, develops the the sort of aura around the mystery woman who becomes the ultimate woman in your life.
Yes. Do you feel that sometimes we're better off keeping it in that mystery category? You mentioned that you never followed through in any of those. Was that intentional that I this relationship, online right now, this virtual relationship? If I take it a step further, chances are I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, I mean, there's always a chance, Rick, isn't it? You're never disappointed if you're doing it online because, you know, that you can't be disappointed because it's just through your imagination. If you actually meet, then the disappointment could set in and that would change the whole ambience of the relationship. And I think, you know, there was lots of reasons I didn't want to meet is because I wanted to keep that sort of intrigue there. I wanted to keep that sort of mystery, if you like, and allow my relationship with these ladies just to be that, a mystery that they could develop in their own mind. And, we never met, so I could never let them down, really.
The final poem is What a Woman Wants. Do you feel you know the answer to that better now after this process?
Rick, it's a great one, isn't it?
I'm taking notes, so if you found out anything, let me know here. I'm all ready to jot it down.
Yeah, I'll take a few notes. Look, I mean, it's all in my mind. We all strive to find out what women want and to bring them satisfaction so that they're happy. And I think if you can work out a woman's mind, then that's great. I mean, I'm still trying to do that, and I enjoy trying to find it all out. But I wrote that poem down mainly for the women to express themselves to their other halves. And I think the problem I sort of found is that women maybe don't have the inclination or the want or don't want to upset their other halves by sort of saying, well, actually, I want to do it this way tonight.
The book is Poetica Erotica. Tim Cross, our guest in the program. A couple minutes left. I want to talk about the reaction you're getting, especially with the college buddies that got this whole experience started a few years ago. What kind of reaction are you getting? And what kind of reaction are you getting from the buddies that might be saying, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have thought to do these poems and communicate with all these different women.
Well, the buddies think it's a big laugh. The buddies think I'm a complete buffoon for doing it. But I mean, the ladies I've spoken to and the female wives of the buddies, they're intrigued. They are intrigued with it because I've got several of them saying they want a signed copy of my book. Whether they're just saying that because they know me, I don't know. But I mean, I'm very happy to give them a signed copy of my book. They've enjoyed reading some of my poems. And I've actually given sort of samples of them just to get feedback before I even went down the road of actually getting the book published. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, it's really for the ladies, not for the guys. It's really for the ladies, the wives and the girlfriends to take my book and to read it and to get some stimulation. I hope they get stimulation out of it. I hope they get fun out of it. And ultimately, I hope they get enjoyment, fulfillment and satisfaction.
What was it like when the book was over, the climax of the book, if you will, when it ended and this journey for you was over? Will there be a sequel to this, or are you going on to something else now?
I'm not sure about a sequel, Rick. I'd like to pen a book predominantly about my father, who was in the Second World War. He spoke fluent German, so he was an interrogator, and he captured Rudolf Hess. He was the main person to capture Rudolf Hess, and he led the troop that actually got Rudolf Hess and captured him, arrested him, and interrogated him. So, I want to try and write a book about my dad. He never spoke about the war, and I think there was a lot of people who fought in the Second World War who didn't really speak about their experiences. And I think I'd like to try and put his view on what happened in the Second World War into some sort of a book. I think that would be my next challenge.
That would be a fascinating book, and we'll stay in touch, and hopefully you will follow through on that project, and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. I got about 30 seconds here left in the program. We started talking about the impact that it's had on you, and now that we've gone through this discussion, this really has been a very positive experience for you, hasn't it, on a number of levels?
Definitely, very, very positive, Rick. thoroughly enjoyed doing it, thoroughly enjoyed going through the book, thoroughly enjoyed rereading my poems and putting them in some sort of order, giving them titles, and actually seeing the book, come out in the flesh, and making some slight alterations to it. But I'm absolutely thrilled, and I hope it's a success. I hope people read it, and I hope people enjoy it.
It's really well done. The book is Poetica Erotica. The author is Tim Cross, C-R-O-S-S. The book is available all across the country, wherever books are sold, and information at bookventure.com in the bookstore. It's, of course, available at Amazon, all the usual places. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on the book. Tim, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Really an excellent job. And you're a good poet as well, besides sort of a psychologist and a sexologist in dealing with the different personalities here. Very adept at poetry as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for the interview. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Poetica Erotica is the name of the book. Tim Cross, the author, and our guest. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.